Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
DaBaby's plea to postpone his upcoming civil trial over claims he knocked the teeth out of an elderly man was denied. According to court documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, the Los Angeles Superior Court judge presiding over the lawsuit filed by Gary Pegard declined to postpone the September 3, 2024, trial date. DaBaby, granted multiple extensions in the case, asked that the trial start on November 5. His lawyers argued they had scheduling conflicts and weren't able to make the September date. At the recent hearing, the judge was not swayed by DaBaby's lawyers' scheduling conflicts or a reported medical issue. Nor will the court consider counsel's medical issues as an additional ground to continue the trial, as counsel chose to leave that information out of the moving papers and still has other trials scheduled out of state at the same time. If counsel discuss the medical issue and reach a stipulation on that basis, the court would entertain that stipulation. But that is an issue for another day, the order read. He added, potential scheduling conflicts with events that are 4 or 5 months away remain just that, potential. If this court only scheduled trials when it was sure that all counsel and witnesses would be available, no case would ever be tried. The judge said, because there is no actual conflict yet, the motion was denied. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Pegard claimed he rented his LA home to DaBaby and his associates in 2020. He said the rapper agreed not to have more than 12 guests. While DaBaby was at his home, Pegard said he became aware that DaBaby had over 40 people at the home for a music video shoot. He said he drove over to the home to confront the rapper. Pegard said the guests attacked him, spit on him, and called him names. The man said DaBaby chased him into his home. He claimed DaBaby punched him in the face, which led to multiple teeth falling out. The homeowner said he called the police, but DaBaby fled the scene before they arrived. Pegard's lawsuit demanded unspecified damages. DaBaby was charged with felony battery over the incident. The criminal case has yet to be resolved. As a result, DaBaby claimed he would invoke the Fifth if forced to testify in the civil case. The criminal case is expected to be handled before the November trial date. As we first reported, on top of Pegard's lawsuit, DaBaby was sued by the brother of his ex-girlfriend Daniele over an alleged beatdown at an LA bowling alley.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.